Let's get today's focus on emerging economies with a view on Russia. Professor Irina Filatova joining me on the line, a Professor Emeritus and Senior Research Fellow at the University of KZN. Irina, good morning to you.
Hello, Pippa.
Now, Vladimir Putin has denied that Russians are fleeing the country in great numbers to avoid conscription, but Western media outlets are showing photographs of very long queues at the country's borders, and they're all heading in one direction, which is out of Russia. Do you think Putin's plan to call up additional soldiers is failing? Is there a huge public pushback?
Oh, well, there's some pushback, yes. The limited mobilization, so-called, is aiming at 300,000 people, but dozens of thousands are fleeing. We know that Georgia counts about 10,000 per day people Wow. trying to cross the border. Kazakhstan has virtually an unlimited number that it accepts, but it is dozens of thousands, so we should not be particularly believing Western media, which shows only that side of the story. There is another side of the story, and that is people do go. There are objections. There are women attacking recruiting officers. One recruiting officer was killed. There is an uprising in Dagestan, but this is not the full story, because hundreds of thousands are still going, and some of them do go enthusiastically, and they do believe the official propaganda. They do believe that they are going to liberate Ukrainians, and this is a noble task. And there is also a kind of male bonding and sort of imitating the heroic deeds of their forefathers during the Second World War. All that is there. But there are many more people who just don't want to go, but say, well, what can I do? I don't want to go to prison. The choice is to go to the front, and maybe I shall survive, but I don't want to go to the prison. So people do go. I don't know how many of them the Russian military machine is going to digest, because the normal yearly conscription is 120,000. So there won't be enough equipment, there won't be enough uniforms, but we shall see how it goes. People does have the people. Mm-hmm. How qualified and how well equipped they are, it's difficult to say.
Right. Before we head to the news, Irina, I mean, speaking of not knowing who to believe, fair amount of scorn heaped on the ANC Youth League in our local media for sending observers to Russia to witness a series of referendums that seem intended to give legitimacy to the annexation of Ukrainian territory. The Youth League reporting back that everything's going fine, the voting is smooth and legitimate. Others are calling it a complete sham. What do you make of it?
Look, again, both are right. It's quite amazing what's going on. I don't know who invited the ANC Youth League. I don't know who is paying for it. But from the reports, I can sort of gain that they are that they have been witnessing the election in the Rostov region. Rostov region is a Russian region where there are many refugees from the eastern areas of Ukraine. These are people who chose to go to Russia. They could go to the West, they could go to Western Ukraine, but they choose to go to Russia. So this is one category of people. In these four areas themselves, Donetsk People's Republic, Luhansk People's Republic, Kherson region, Zaporozhye region, that is a bit of a different picture, because Donetsk and Luhansk have been, if not occupied, but helped by Russia, and Russia maintained their independence for 8 years already. Kherson and Zaporozhye have just been occupied, and there the people who voted constituted 49% and 52% only of the people who were there. But hundreds of thousands of people emigrated or are now refugees in the West, maybe millions. So that cannot be fair. But any referendum in the occupied areas cannot be fair. And I don't think that the ANC youth is even understands that. I don't even know that it understands that Ukraine is fighting for its independence, just as so many African countries were. Namibia proclaimed its independence in 1990 and Ukraine in 1991. So does the ANC youth know all that? Do they understand all that? I'm not sure. They are reporting what the Russians are showing them, and that may be absolutely true. It's all calm and quiet, and people go and vote. But what is behind it is a different matter.
Context, as always, is everything. Thank you, Professor Irina Filatova, Professor Emeritus and Senior Research Fellow at the University of KwaZulu-Natal.